If you're a patriot, you should be drinking gallons of Bud Light. Dana White delivers passionate defense of embattled beer brand. By Warner Todd Houston on December 12, 2023. UFC boss Dana White is once again defending his decision to team up with boycotted beer brand Bud Light in a more than $100 million sponsorship deal in an interview with Tucker Carlson. White has been asked about his deal with the beleaguered beer brand before and blasted anyone who disagrees with him as a bunch of dummies. In his latest comments on the topic, White told Carlson that Bud Light should be considered the beer of patriots, TMZ reported. "If you consider yourself a patriot, you should be drinking gallons of Bud Light," White told Carlson. "Gallons of Bud Light. You should have Bud Light drums stacked in your garage and drinking it right out of the keg." He also reiterated that his personal values are way more aligned with Bud Light than any other beer brand. These newest comments are very similar to those he made right after announcing the deal in October. Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light were UFC's original beer sponsors more than 15 years ago. "I'm proud to announce we are back in business together," he said. "There are many reasons why I chose to go with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. Most importantly, because I feel we are very aligned when it comes to our core values and what the UFC brand stands for. I'm looking forward to all of the incredible things we will do in the years ahead," White explained. But when asked about the deal during a press conference for his Power Slap 5 competition, White unloaded on critics of the deal. White scoffed at the dummies who said his new sponsorship deal was all about the money by noting that of course all sponsorship deals were about money. He also blasted those who seemed to think making a deal with Bud Light was a last resort. And he said it was fucking stupid to believe that Bud Light was the only brand to step up and bid for sponsorship. "Everybody on every side of this deal that were involved. Other beer companies and everything else, absolutely. Positively knows that this was not about money for me," White said. "We were going to end up with money no matter who we ended up with." As he did with Carlson, he also said his values align with Bud Light, especially with its support of the U.S. military. "Certainly, AB InBev has been a big supporter of the causes that White mentioned. They have also put millions of dollars into the hands of radical LGBTQ activists who are spreading their agenda throughout schools and aiming their activism directly at America's children. And they have done this for decades. Teaming with cartoonish trans activist Dylan Mulvaney was just one of the last straws for many beer drinkers. That short-lived ad campaign sent Bud Light falling from the top slot as the best-selling beer in America as a purely organic boycott kicked into high gear." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.